The words of the introit are, Blessed are the immaculate in the way which walk in the law of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, since tomorrow is Thanksgiving, I want to tell you about things you should be thankful. And one of the greatest things to be thankful of is friendship. As a Catholic, you are never alone because you always have God as your friend. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel, You are my friends if you do the things that I command you. You also have the saints as your friends. And our friend of today is Saint Cecilia. Cecilia was a young Roman girl who wore the rich clothes of the high class of the city, but she was also a Christian, a friend of Jesus, and under those rich clothes, she wore a rough shirt that caused her to suffer. She wanted to suffer because her friend Jesus had suffered so much. Cecilia wanted to dedicate and serve her friend Jesus totally for her whole life. But her father had decided to give her in marriage to a young nobleman who was also a pagan, and Cecilia was horrified of this decision. The wedding was celebrated, and she prayed God's help. And when she and Valerian, her new husband, were alone, she gathered up courage and said to him, I have a secret to tell you. You must know that I have an angel of God watching over me. If you let me keep my promise to be Christ's bride only, my angel will love you as he loves me. Valerian answered, Show me this angel. If he comes from God, I will do as you wish. So Saint Cecilia instructed him in Catholic faith and sent him to be baptized. Valerian was taken to the church, and when he returned to Cecilia, he saw the splendid angel. The angel raised his hand and placed a crown of roses and lilies on the heads of the young couple, and later they were martyred together, two friends of Jesus shedding their blood for the holy Catholic saving faith. Children, this Thanksgiving, be grateful that you have friends. There's many bad things in the world, but because everyone nowadays just tends to look after himself, one of the big problems with people is loneliness, which one feels especially during holiday seasons. I recently watched an interview of a mother whose son committed a terrible crime, and at the end he was killed himself. And one of the big factors which led this unfortunate boy to become a criminal was that he had no friends in his life. In the interview, the mother was, of course, very emotional, struggling to hold back tears. But the only time she actually started to cry was when she described how her son had been so lonely. How he, on summer vacations and weekends, had kept asking her, Mom, why I don't have any friends at all? And the boy's mother and father, they tried so much to find some ways to find some friends for him. But it was impossible, because a friend is something you cannot check out from Walmart or order online from eBay. no matter how much money you have on your bank account. I was thinking this also yesterday at the funeral of Mr. Paul Lurk, thinking that versicle from the Office of the Dead, which repeats the plea of Holy Job, "Have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me, at least you, my friends, because the hand of our Lord hath touched me." Mr. Lurk was too sick to come to church, so on numerous occasions Father Maguire faithfully came to him like a true friend to bring him the sacraments of salvation. What an immense source of gratitude it was and is to Mr. Lurk that he has a friend who prays for him and even says masses for him. But there are so many souls in purgatory who have no friends on earth, and they cry to Our Lady like that boy did, saying, "Mother, why I don't have any friends at all?" So on this Thanksgiving, children, be grateful of your friends, and also be a friend to someone who might be lonely. If you have real and true friends who pray for you, be grateful and thankful to God for of them. And if you don't know anyone who is lonely, there are plenty of poor souls in purgatory waiting and asking your remembrance. And know that even if you yourself don't have a single friend, you are never alone. Like Saint Cecilia's shining bright angel, you too have your own guardian angel constantly on your side, watching, protecting, and best of all, praying for you. You have Our Lady, Saint Joseph, Saint John the Baptist, Saints Peter and Paul, and Saint Cecilia, and the whole heaven full of God's dear friends, namely the saints, to pray for you. Because these saints, the friends of God, they want to see you in heaven one day as well, and they never give up praying for you until you arrive there safely. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.